We don't need to go there. We can go to Fantasy Chernobyl.
Welcome to The Answers to Lemon, the smartest icebreakers from the dumbest dudes. Do you have boring conversations? Well, not anymore after listening to this podcast. You got all the weirdness that you need to make better friends or engage your coworkers or whatever the else hell you want to do that's totally cool and not bad vibes. I am joined by your God of Odd, Connor.
Yeah, I'm here to also strongly advise you not to misuse the excellent conversation starters you're going to get out of this podcast. There's great power in them. And it's important that you don't use them to launch bad vibes at people.
Only good vibes. And I'm your humble host, Evan. What up?
There he is.
Anyway, Connor, do you want to know what I found out about myself this week?
Do tell.
I'm not magnetic.
That's great news.
I mean, maybe
not if you had really specific superhero ideas, but otherwise...
I mean, I did want to be like Static Shock when I was younger and like have those electricity powers. Like that was, I always thought that was dope when I was watching that show. But as an adult with a incredibly painful back and wanting solutions, knowledge and solutions to whatever potentially is wrong with me, I had to get put into a big tube that just fucking shot magnets at me, and that would have been a bad time to find out if any part of my body had ferrous metal in it, because it was going to get ripped the fuck out of me.
And now you know. You're shrapnel free.
Context clues. I had an MRI the other day. 6 a.m.
Four back problems. 6 a.m.?
6 a.m. It was awful. Leah, I love her to death, took me to the hospital to get it did, and had... like a very sweet but incredibly socially inept technician. I don't know if MRI technician.
Yeah,
I don't think they'd be called an X-ray tech. So MRI tech.
Yeah, I think you're in the right ballpark anyway.
Radiology expert. Ooh. Let's argue.
Nice.
She helped me out, and I had the strangest 20 minutes because. I don't know why, but when I think of hospitals, I think of everything like sleek, ceramic, metallic.
Yeah,
no, of course the fucking giant magnet machine isn't made of metal. It's plastic. An MRI machine is plastic.
That's good to know. Yeah, that's one of those things that Hollywood could have just totally misrepresented in House and the handful of Grey's Anatomy episodes I've seen.
I've seen zero. Scrubs was a show I watched.
Scrubs.
I think there was an episode where like the main dude tried to like hit on a girl who was stuck in an MRI machine.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds like something he would do, and something that would be socially acceptable enough at the time to not like demonize a character. Yeah.
And I went in the opposite way with my feet first, not my head. So my head was sticking out the whole time.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. I kind of wish they pushed me in all the way because I actually found the little coffin area kind of cozy. I liked it. Apparently, I don't have claustrophobia. I have the snuggles when it comes to tight spaces.
Awesome. Well, that gives you the option to be a vampire now, doesn't it?
There we
You're
go.
You're learning all kinds of things. No magnet superhero, maybe vampire.
There we go. So that was neat. But the thing that really got me is I had to put in earplugs and headphones because the thing is just an echo chamber. Because whatever like the magnetism does, it's just a thud that just keeps pulsing. So you're in an like a tube that echoes as it just goes gunk, 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 or other obnoxious noises. But the hardest part for me was listening to U2 and Coldplay on the Spotify radio. So like all in all, not a bad situation.
How did you get stuck with that? They don't let you customize?
Yeah, no, she's like, what do you want to listen to? I'm like, oh, a podcast. And she's like, you won't be able to hear it. What do you want on Spotify? I'm like, alternative, I guess. And it started out great with Mr. Jones by The Counting Crows. I'm like, oh man, I want to dance, but I know I can't. And then it went into One by U2, which is all in all, one of the okayer U2 songs. But then it was Coldplay. It's like, it wasn't Clocks, so it was some whiny fucking bullshit. I'm like, oh, just end. Just stop pouting. You probably not sad man. Fuck.
So, how did you contain your wiggles? Was it just cozy enough that you didn't feel a wiggle need?
No, I just, I was also really sleepy, so I just kind of lied there. I just, I don't know if you have the same thing when you're falling asleep where your legs kind of go like blit and just like spasm a little bit when you're getting tired.
Yep.
I felt that coming on, and I'm just like, don't let it happen. So my feet just cramped. It was very strange.
Oh, that is weird.
But it was pretty fine. And it's not a continuous 20 minutes. Welcome to MRI Talk, the podcast. I'm teaching all of you people who have not had problems that needed magnetic imaging. It's not a consecutive scan. So like you don't go in and it's out? Not like you don't go in and out, but the scans are like it was either 30 seconds to I think 4 minute increments.
Ah.
So they just did different lengths of scans, and so like between those little things, I think I could have like wiggled and moved a bit, but I don't know. I was a Catholic school kid, so I'm like, stay very rigid, listen to the rules even when you don't have to.
Right. All right. Yeah. So
Jesus
that was like
is watching.
30 seconds, 4 minutes of like the gong gong gongs, and yeah, you could get your wiggles out then, but you chose the way of pain.
Yes, because I'm Catholic. Yeah, yeah, no, a nice robotic voice would be like, the next scan will take 1 minute. And it's like, all right, cool. I'm glad. Mm. And the tech told me like, oh, this will take like 20 minutes unless you move and I have to do it again. I'm like, oh no. So I was just like using that as we're almost done.
All right. All in all, sounds pretty all right. Oh, and what do you get your results?
Fuck no. No. They're going to the doctor like a day or two after the thing, and I've got a thing scheduled either next week or the week after where he's going to go over it with me, and I'm kind of salty about it because I did get charged $450 fuck off dollars for a man to tell me I have scoliosis, which I don't have, because once again I'm a little bit better now, so I'm fucking erect and not just like cocked to the side like
Poor choice of words, man. You can't say erect and cock to the side. And I was going to let you get away with one of them.
Hey, Connor, I might have had sudden onset scoliosis. My brain is not in the right place.
I do really hope that you don't come back to recording in a week or two and we have to start the podcast with, I actually do have scoliosis. My apologies to that doctor of the podcast.
I'd have to go kill one of the crows that are outside and eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully find somebody to bake you some humble pie.
I got some eggs. I'll just smash it on my face.
Keep it on the face.
What other sayings do we have? Foot in the mouth. Foot in the mouth. Because I said something I'm embarrassed about. It's the same idea.
We're stretching, but it's still eating. So I guess, yeah, we're there. Yeah. All right. But, except you won't be able to because you'll have such bad scoliosis.
Oh, man. Well, that ends MRI Talk, the podcast. Most important first question of the week, day, podcast episode. Who the fuck are you? Connor, how you been?
getting along. Just hunky-dory, my man. Quiet house. God. Quiet house. Alita, the wife, has gone off for a weekend, and it's one of those times I just get to be alone. Except for now, because we're doing a podcast.
Thanks for hanging out with me, even though you've got cool, chill downtime solo man things to be doing.
Yeah, turn the lights off, light a couple of candles, contemplate
the void.
Hang out
with the dogs.
Yeah, listen to dog snores.
All right, not to virtue signal. Is that a Pride Lego thing behind you?
Why, yes, it is, Evan.
That's cool. How
it's taken you a month and a half to comment on it.
I don't know if it's my defense, but like, I commented on it as soon as I noticed it, at least.
Hey, there you go.
I'm too busy looking at your beautiful man face.
Oh, thanks.
All that man beard.
Yeah, check it out. We get the whole progress flag crew.
Cool. I like it. And I like that they all got fun hair.
It's good shit. Yep. Oh, that. Yep. Everybody's got their own distinctive little thing. They put a lot of effort into them, too. Little hair is well crafted.
Sweet. Thank you for sharing. You got any good vibes besides staring at the void while your wife's out of town? You gonna go, I don't know, let the dogs on the bed or some shit? I don't know what she doesn't allow them to do. Be the cool parent.
I'm probably mostly what I'm gonna get up to while she's out of town is be underfed and unproductive. That's pretty much it.
Not a bad use of your time.
Yeah.
Have you considered playing any of those games that I lent you?
Be more specific.
Legend of Legaia.
You lent it to me, or that's baked into my fun little handheld gizmo?
It's baked into your fun little handheld gizmo, but it is through the game that I own, so therefore I'm like lending you a game through emulation. Yeah.
That sounds good. I do have a lot of Dungeons and Dragons prep to do.
Oh, you can do that though. That's probably more important than like that. You've got more friends that are relying on you for that than the one friend you have who's really weird about this one video game.
Yeah. I will say it's we've just completed. I want to say arc, but really it was just an extended clusterfuck. So D&D is going well, like you would expect. And I had.
I'd say it'd be better if they were higher than level 4 or 5.
They're level 5.
Well, you know, everyone who they talk to is horrified to hear how long they've been playing and how low of a level they are.
Uh huh. Yeah, I know. Yeah. They level up when they deserve it. That's how it goes.
I love how you got the fucking like old school PC 98 level of adventure game obscure bullshit get into my head puzzles for these poor people.
Yeah, I do.
You need to be worse or they need to be better. I don't know which it is. I know which one I am morally obligated to side with.
I am trying not to do so many terrible puzzles. And then every time I think of like, how do I make this more interesting? I just won't tell them something crucial that they should know. Guess they'll need to figure it out.
Oh, fuck. My friends are stupid.
Oh, no. I forgot that you lose 60% of your brain just by simulating a character.
Do you really? Is that like a thing with playing tabletop role-playing games?
I'll tell you, it's like not something I could show you research for, but it does feel that way. I feel a lot dumber when I'm a character in a game because I spend so much of my brain power thinking, what would this person do in this situation? And trying to remember what accent I decided to choose poorly for this particular person.
We've all been there.
Yeah. It's part of the process. That's where the character growth comes from. You just don't have enough spare brain to think about things.
Neat.
But yeah, well, I got a whole lot of D&D prep to do because we just finished. They're off the boat. They're very happy about it. And now I need to build everything off the boat. I had the boat done for a long, long time. I haven't had to do like
and
serious
you just
D&D prep.
Rested on your fucking laurels. You could have used the past 2 years while they were on the boat to
That's
figure
right.
out what to do while they're off the boat. And now you're like, oh shit, finals due tomorrow.
Pretty sure it was 1.75 years at most.
Motherfucker, shut up. You round the fuck up. This is, I'm sorry, I love you. This is a failing of all of my friends, but this is the biggest failing on you, Mr. Guide.
Yeah, I hope everybody had fun. I don't know if they had a whole lot of progress throughout, but I think fun is really the goal, isn't it?
People wonder why I quit your world. It's because I gave my character depression, which gave me worse depression.
Yeah, dude. I do wonder about that character from time to time. I do have a sense of what he's been up to.
I do as well, and he's been a lot better.
Yeah. And if you ever want to play him again, he could stop being so good all at once.
No. Okay. No, like, I'd be down to do cameos, but... Okay. I wouldn't put him in another adventure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now it's like an ethical quandary because he's just living a happy, non-specific, non-canonical life right now. until you start playing him, and he's got to have a reason to come back onto the scene, probably in the form of a
Not good.
personal tragedy.
Yeah. When instead I could just play a libertarian half-orc with a lot of explosive anger issues.
Yeah. How could you even consider dragging your no longer depressed character out when you could be a libertarian with anger issues?
I could just be a I could ju just be a jerk.
Yeah.
Just be a jerk. Make sure I'm not depressed. Want to get into it?
Yeah, man. Let's
Hell yeah.
get into the podcast proper.
Podcast proper. Ooh. Ooh, we're going early. Number seven, Connor. If
Oh,
you were
no.
a fighting game character, what would be the names of your specials?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I know you're not going to qualify this for me, so but I've got to shape my own response.
Okay.
So I am in Super Smash Brothers because that's the
Okay.
fighting game I know the best.
All right.
I
So,
gotta have it.
are you gonna give me your B, your up B, your side B?
Yep, and
It's
my
all
down
B's,
B.
right?
It's all B's for
It's
special moves.
all it's all B's all the way down.
And then I guess I should probably figure out my final smash too. That's a special move.
Okay.
Okay. Gosh, what would I
Yeah.
do in a fight? I guess down B is probably cower. That feels about right. Like
Okay.
my character just becomes invincible for a second and everybody passes through him. That would
Okay.
be useful. Not as
How
good as
how's that
reflect.
how is that different than your guard?
Well, with guard, your attacks bounce off, but if I
Yeah.
cower, they just pass right past me. Maybe I can like cower and then like get around to the back of them when they try to make an attack. If I
Okay.
cower at the right moment.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, side B. One big boxing glove.
Ooh, like kind of like the ones from like cartoons where the springy arm comes out, like the little accordion arm, and it just goes pop.
Yes, exactly. Like you've got to squeeze the parts together like a giant pair of scissors, except instead of cutting, it's a springy boxing glove.
I like that. If you ever play Ape Escape, that is one of the tools you get to use. It's
Oh, awesome.
very
And
fun.
I does some grabbing, I'm guessing.
No, it punches the monkeys. I think Ape
Oh
Escape is
no.
on that too. It's all about
Oh.
catching evil monkeys.
Oh, they're evil?
Yeah, no, dude, they went through time to change history so that monkeys rule the world.
Oh, I did not know that. Wait, are
Yeah,
you a
oh.
monkey? Are you a good monkey?
No, you're Spike. You're the little boy who also got shot back through time because you were helping the professor.
So you got sent back in time, evil monkeys trying to rule the world. Oh, wow. I had always just assumed that you were like a zookeeper who was gonna grab the apes because they got out of the zoo.
No, like some of the monkeys have machine guns, dude.
Huh. Okay. My
Also, all the
standard.
monkeys are super smart because they've got like brain helmets.
Yeah, they're in the future. Back into the past.
And the past. Samurai
Yeah.
Jack.
So, of
Anyway.
course. Standard B attack. Chomp.
Ooh. Chomp.
Do a little damage. Grab a hold of somebody's nose. Some of
Okay.
that action.
I
Or.
like how much of a Looney Tunes character you are.
Yes. Yep, because anything else is too hard to consider. Yep, giant like chomp, and I can eat projectiles.
Okay.
And
Oh, I
then,
like that. I like
yeah,
that.
healing is probably asking for a little bit too much out of that, but yeah, good hearty chew.
I like it. Very cool.
And then the up B. I need to get some vertical gains with the up B. And we have already gone fairly Looney Tunes
Yeah.
with this setup. So now I'm just thinking about specific Super Smash Brothers characters. There's like 300 of them at this point.
Which character are you based off of? It's sounding like Wario to me,
Yeah, so
because I
far it's
think
pretty
he's
Wario. It's pretty Wario heavy. Yeah, he just spins around in a circle to go up. I could do better than that. It's all right. Yeah, I'm gonna wind up just being a mix of maybe five or six different ones. Please, please.
May I suggest,
Yes.
because this is kind of like another worldly thing. I'm imagining your upbeat is like Walk the Dog, where like Mocha pops up and she's like moving so fast through the air, she kind of like pulls you on the leash, and like that's how you can also do like a recover grapple when you're getting kicked off the edge.
Okay, that's perfect. I love it very, very much. My
What's the but?
only challenge, Mocha needs to run away from me at the end of this upbeat and continue her upward trajectory. Otherwise, she goes down if I go down.
Oh yeah, no. No dogs are hurt in the making of this video game.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
No
Well,
shit. No.
except for Duck Hunter, who is in fact the dog, and I will
Oh.
beat him. It.
Okay, cool. I didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Anyway.
okay at the end of the day. I
Cool.
mean, eh.
I like it. What's your final smash?
Final
Wrap it. Bring
Smash.
us home. Bring us home, Connor.
All right. The final Smash will be called Diatribe, and I'll just like go more and more insane as I ramble on about some topic endlessly with sound waves careening up and down and like hitting the walls and going back up to the top and like
Oh,
sort of like
cool.
pinball kind of action,
I like that.
and just sending more and more angry snippets all over the place.
Okay, cool. I like that a lot. That's very fun. I like the way that you couched your answer. I like that it was very specific to Smash Brothers. That's the name of
Yeah,
the
that's
goddamn
it.
game. My
Yeah.
brain is working real good tonight. And that helped me figure out that I wanted to do three in the vein of Street Fighter. We'll have
Excellent.
like the level one. I'm doing all like the gauge moves for my thing. So like
Okay, what does that
the
mean?
super level. So in Street Fighter, you get up to three, basically like stocks as you hit and get hit, and you can use them as super moves, which do more damage. They've all got different properties based on the characters. Like some of them are installs, where like they move faster for a little bit of time, or like it's a big like I don't know like tornado kick where they move across the screen super hard or something. I don't know,
Cool.
different things.
All right.
So
Yeah, I got you. I got
my level one is going to be decaf black,
you.
because I'm always drinking my decaf black coffee, where I finish off a mug and then I just smash it on the character. It's a close range kind of just like wallop move.
Okay.
The second one that costs two stocks is called feedback, where I dial in the gain on my guitar wrong, and it does that splitting awful noise that
Yeah,
you
that's
hear. And for
squealy,
that, it's a screen traveling sound wave, projectile based move, kind of like your final smash. I like how we both went sound waves with
yeah.
our thought process.
All right, all
And
right.
my favorite one is, I call it heavy. And I'm not sure if I start by smashing them with a DDR pad, or if like the thing falls out of the sky on them. Like they got to be like right next to me to activate it. But that's my level three, like the really damaging one that you finish the combos with. And I just basically start stomping on them, and they just kind of get barraged from all angles from different colored DDR arrows, just smashing the shit out of them. And
Awesome.
then and like it would definitely end if I knocked them out with it. I get like the little extra like cinematic for winning,
Yeah.
where I stop with like like a pose, and you get the DDR announcer where it's like 100 combo.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's so good.
I think that'd be a really fun final move, and I just think that we need more DDR in the year of our Lord 2024 Anno Domini, because that game is so good, and I'd hope I'd wish it never never dies and actually just gets a resurrection, because that shit was so fun.
It is just not as culturally relevant as it used to be. You could impress people by telling them how good you were at DDR. People don't even know what it stands for anymore.
We were at the beach, and the people crowded around us when we were playing.
Yeah, they crowded around.
You were playing too. You were playing too. That is us.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to take the credit. I was basking in your performance.
I was doing tricks. I was that asshole.
Yeah, times were good.
Man, that was fun. Now I'm just out of breath. I'm just a weak, tired old man. Yeah.
With a bendy, bendy spine.
Maybe it doesn't bend. Maybe that's the problem. I didn't write down any of our stuff.
With a bad spine.
To be filled. TBF. All right. Carry on. What are we talking about next? Number 87. Let's scroll all the fucking way down here. What are we feeling, gang? Ooh, okay. I never corrected it. I will ask it correctly, and then I will tell you what I have written.
Okay.
You are the tour guide of a real or fictional place. What would you like it to be? What I have written here is real or fake place, what be tour guide?
That's a good one. I don't remember that getting onto the list. Was that a little side project, a little solo mission?
I assume not, but maybe.
Huh.
Let's be honest to you, me, and our two listeners, Connor. Given enough time, every one of these is a solo mission with your memory.
That's a fact.
And that's not me trying to be offensive. My answer would be rest in peace, Akira Toriyama, but it would be the Dragon Ball Z world.
I thought you were going to say a graveyard when you went with rest in peace.
Oh.
but you went in a more interesting direction, I think. Okay.
No. I would love to be a tour guide of I think it's East City. I think they're just named after cardinal directions. I don't remember. But I think it'd be really cool that I could, be in the little capsule world that they do, where it's like, all right, now gang, we're gonna get into our hover cart, and I push a little fucking pill bottle, and a whole hover car pops out of it. It's like, let's go, friends. And then as we're tooling around, because I'm the tour guide, I know I'm safe because this is a attraction. So it's got that Disney. Ooh, is it real? Is it not? You're safe, but you're threatened.
Where are those?
And I get to see
the
Red Ribbon Army come out, and the little dog men with machine guns be like, all right, we're gonna do this. And then Goku blowing up half a fucking city, and I get to watch all of the crazy lightning fast attacks and Vegeta monologuing and being the best fucking Saiyan ever. And that'd be my job. I get to just chill and watch cool martial arts with energy blasts in real life, not just my dreams.
That's pretty tight. Yeah. Buying yourself a ticket into the Dragon Ball Z world is a good hook for your answer.
Also, I could flirt with Chi-Chi because she's pretty.
And there's always that. I mean, you're a tour guide. I don't know what your chances are. How
a very slim. She's
gonna...
a married woman.
Yeah.
I am being a bad person.
Yeah.
But she's pretty, though.
She's also married to one of the most powerful characters in media.
And one of the most deadbeat dads and husbands that you've ever met.
Oh, there is that. Yeah, and he's very good-natured. I don't think he would actually harm anybody, even if you did break up his family.
I mean, to be fair, Gohan's dad is Piccolo. Yeah, Goku may be his biological father, but Piccolo raised that boy. Did he kidnap him at 4 years old to make him stronger so he wouldn't die in the Saiyan invasion? Yes, but also did he show him more love and care than Goku ever did? Also yes.
Huh. Yeah, I guess those two things maybe balance out. I feel like kidnapping is not good. That's my take on that.
Early on in Dragon Ball Z, Piccolo was still more of the evil King Piccolo spawn from Dragon Ball without the Z. So he still had a lot of the angst to work out, and then he really chilled down and became a good dad. fucking when Gohan was fighting in the Cell games, he's like, no, I want my dad. He didn't say it in these words, but in his heart, he said, I want my dad's fighting outfit. And it wasn't Goku's. It was Piccolo's.
Hmm. You know, when just you think saying, about it, who raised who? Maybe Gohan.
Piccolo raised Gohan.
Touched that little green purple heart.
He's green.
Purple on the inside, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know he had like blue blood, I think.
Touched that little purple heart. And he turned Piccolo into the dad he needed.
Yeah, and then he fused with Kami, and now Gohan's got three dads. Piccolo, Kami, and Goku, I guess.
You lost me, but that's okay. You can explain it in more detail on the tour.
There you go. Oh, man, we get to look over the Earth from Kami's lookout. That'd be dope. Fuck. I think I need to watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged again. All right, now, what are you doing? I'm going to talk about Dragon Ball Z forever, and it's not one of my favorite anime. God damn it.
We'll cut you off there. Okay, now... My concern with this question is getting locked into telling the same jokes 15 at a time, 300 times a day. And so to get around that, I need to go somewhere quiet where it can be a more custom tour. So I'm going to tour people around Chernobyl.
Okay.
This is a solemn tour. It's a dangerous tour, like very only happens a couple times a year because I don't want to die. So I was about to say,
how are you dealing with the radiation poisoning?
I am dealing with it by being very careful about who I bring around Chernobyl and how often I go. And also anti-radiation baths. I feel like, is that how that works?
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works in my world. At the end of it, everybody gets a free private anti-radiation bath.
Okay, that's cool. I'm glad you're looking out for these people. I'm realizing I don't know a whole lot about Chernobyl. Like, is the elephant's foot still there?
I bet it is. But I should clarify, this is not literal Chernobyl. This is... what I think in my head of as Chernobyl. So we're talking like Simpsons frogs, or it was a fish on Simpsons?
Fish, Blinky.
Blinky, yeah, the fish. Three-eyed fish. That level of animal fucked up-ness that I can sort of safari us through.
Squirrel with like six legs going skitter.
Yeah, I mean, if it even has legs anymore, but yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Like that kind of thing. You know,
do you get superpowers at the end of this?
There is a very strict no refund policy if you don't like the superpower that you get.
Okay, cool.
Yes, everybody gets a superpower.
Concerned about your thought process for this, and then you said it was your version of Chernobyl. Like, okay, this makes a lot more sense. I feel a lot better about this because, like, it's like I want to be a tour guide at Auschwitz. It's like. Like, Connor, where are you going with this, bud?
Yeah. Yeah. Real life Chernobyl, if you were actually going to tour it, I'm sure it's just very quiet and boring. Probably. It's probably boring much of the time because it's just empty city as far as you can tell.
Just lives left in evacuation.
Ah, but we don't need to go there. We can go to Fantasy Chernobyl where we... try not to think about all the people who died. And instead, we get to frolic amongst eight-faced bears and friendly cockroaches who can tell you about philosophy.
And smoke cigarettes. I love it.
And they will be smoking cigarettes. Yeah, like they have because this world is not perfect.
No, like they live in Chernobyl. Like it's a different, slightly better, I guess.
Sure. They're obviously cancer-proof. You know, what do they have to lose?
Yeah, there's radiation baths here. Everyone gets a radiation bath.
That's right.
We're fine.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
You're fine.
The one bit of information that I got from my friend who lived in Russia for a while and has never left my brain is don't go antiquing in the Ukraine.
Oh,
and that's not because of the war. Which is going on, because there wasn't back then. But when she went, she found out that a lot of the antique stuff was lifted from Chernobyl. So they're just all irradiated.
Well, isn't that a bummer? Also, I mean, that's like, that's grave robbing, isn't it? A bunch of people died, had to abandon their homes and then to go back and take their stuff. You got to kind of hope, like, you reckon those people are thinking, like, maybe grandmama's boudoir is still back home. Maybe we can pick that up one day.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, I'm curious, at the end of your Dragon Ball Z tour, does everybody get any swag? Like a little something-something, a little keepsake?
Oh, you definitely get some Capsule Corp branded shit. Like, I don't know if you've seen the fits in that anime, but it is 90s as fuck and tight as hell. Vegeta wore a bright pink button-down that said Bad Man on the front. Kind of hard to beat.
And so you're gonna be handing that out to everybody.
That kind of shit, yeah. Nice. Also, I really want to see what a senzu bean tastes like. It's a little bean that the keeper of Korin's tower, Korin, the little old cat man, grows the senzu plants that grow the senzu beans. And if you pop one little seed, you're perfectly healthy. Like, you've got all your energy and more back. Like, people are on the brink of death. They pop a senzu. They're like, all right, let's go fucking fight some more.
I remember not very much Dragon Ball Z, but I might remember this bean. Is it incredibly crunchy sounding?
Yes.
It's less like somebody eating something and more like rolling.
Breaking a
metal.
Tooth.
Like inside of a canteen. Just like
yep.
Rolling it around. Okay.
Like, if it were an onomatopoeia, it would be spelled K-R-R-K-K.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Okay. Yeah. Hey. No need for the hospital. That's nice.
Yeah. Fix my back in a second. Love that.
Yeah.
Give me energy. Enough to fucking... Man, I could be a martial arts man.
You wouldn't even need the bads at the end of my tour.
No.
Man. Grab a senzu bean, and you're good. Yeah.
I know I have my problems with Akira Toriyama, but like, what a fun little weird world he made. Despite all the destruction and ever increasing power levels. But like, the dog was there was a dog man who was a mayor. Like, come on. Come on.
How do you beat come that? On.
I can't.
Two dog mayors?
I can't.
A dog governor? I mean, it's not the same.
No, it's not. We're going old again, Connor.
Whiplash.
Man, I really wish Moynihan were here, because this was one that he put on there. And like, this was back when we didn't think we would be able to come up with questions.
Oh, well,
Lord help us.
Crowdsourcing.
Yep. So Connor, how many petals on a flower is too many?
Oh, wow. How many petals on a flower is too many? Well, as a Chernobyl tour guide giver, I am an expert on this particular question.
All right.
I think I would say 72.
Okay. I gotta go. Why
don't,
why is that
please
too many?
Please don't ask me to justify it.
Because I'm thinking of, like, I don't know, they're chrysanthemums or whatever, like, but a lot of the pleated flowers have like a ton to them. Maybe not 72 high, but they could be cutting it close.
Okay. I can justify the random bullshit that comes out of my mouth. Because that's the number when I get tired of counting.
Okay.
Actually. It's too many. They love me. They love me nots. At that point, you just get tired.
That would really take up a lot of time. Like, you're better off going to talk to the person. And be like, hey, do you want to go on a date?
It's 72.
I think you're swell. Would you like to go on a date?
Mm-hmm.
That is so much faster than sitting in the field for 4 hours plucking off flower petals.
Just find a smaller flower. You know, just find a smaller flower. At that point, 71 petals, manageable. Just barely. 72, just wasting your time. What about you, Evan? How many petals is too many petals in your book?
I'm going to go with however many that it makes the flower be too dense that it just hurts. Like you can't do anything with it. Like you can't give it as a bouquet, you can't pluck it. Like maybe it becomes like a training item. Because as a tour guide of the Dragon Ball Z world, these very rare capital flowers are known for their 6 billion fucking petals. Petals are pretty leaves. All right, fight me on this. Okay, they're the same things, just a little different. Shut up.
Yeah,
Shut up.
botanists.
Fuck
Go
you.
back, crawl back in your plant hole. We don't
Are
want
you
you here.
that? Are you that cool wheelchair lady from Fear and Hunger 2? Then I
Her
don't
name
care.
is Olivia.
Olivia is so cool. I just know her as a really cool wheelchair lady that I think about a lot for never having played this game.
She is very cool, and I do think there's a very good chance that she could best us both in a verbal sense in the argument, as well as a physical sense, because she
Yes,
is
100%.
jacked.
Jacked as shit.
So jacked.
Yes. I mean,
I take
yeah.
back my original answer. The new answer is two. We strayed from God's vision once plants had a plural amount of petals. They should have one petal that is thick and luxurious.
Okay. All right. Now we're here having a conversation because I am of the opposite feeling. Because when I was thinking about this question, my answer is having a problem with one petal because I need something to break it up. Like I don't think it's a petal at that point anymore. It is just a sheath.
You want something to break up the one petal? Your teeth just chomp into like this thick, juicy petal. This is the new fruit. With a petal this big, if you want to like stand out as a begonia, if you want to get like a rose level of layer, don't bother. Just thicken the petal. Thicken the petal.
No, get it
Yes.
out. Like you won't
Thicken
be
it.
able to pluck it. Everything will look the same.
Big
Like
petal.
we don't have this just variety of flowers and different flavors for different folks. Like our eyes are drawn to different types of symmetry and asymmetry, which you're not going to get either with just a single petal round thing. Like it's not evocative of any feelings other than like why?
Plants don't care about our eyes, Evan. Plants don't care about
Yes.
our eyes. The flowers should not have to worry about what we want. What they should do is get one big petal. Make it
I know.
thin, make it thick, make it long, make it short. Just girdle the stamen with one petal. Or just have one like poking out the side like a buck
That's fun. Okay,
tooth.
now we're talking. I'm into this one. Chernobyl flowers. This is the strongest, like it is the Arthurian petal. If you can pluck the petal from this, what is the center of a flower called? I have been asking Leah this several times, and I don't ever know what it is. I know I had to draw it in fucking sixth grade science class and label all the different parts of the flower. But what is the center called? What is that little, what is the nucleus?
I wish I could tell you, Evan, but we already told all the botanists to fuck off,
God
and
damn it. Hey,
that
botanists.
we're done now. Like,
Hey, botanists. Still
please,
fuck you. Stick it
hey,
to our guns. We don't
yeah,
need you. We
I'll
do
read
need
your
you, but
books.
like, I ain't reading shit. I'm illiterate. Fuck you. Maybe this was a bad question.
Yeah, it's not gonna go down as one of the good ones
No,
for
but we did.
sure.
We see, with a little bit of gusto and love, two listeners, you can still make small talk.
Just keep making up bullshit. Say
Just
whatever comes into your mind and then desperately try to justify it.
lie until you succeed. Last one of the night. I'm just getting ping ponged here, man. We are going old, new, old, new, old, new, because
All
we're
right,
up to
back to the
90
modern.
now.
Whoa.
we are doing the new stuff, which fresh. Is supposedly better than the desperation of like, oh. Hey, we want to do a podcast. What's our flavors? Got a little thing that we like James Bond's License to Kill. What is your license to blank?
This is one of those ones that I think Evan will never go for this, and then I send it to you, and you're like, that's a good idea.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's very fun. I like it.
Okay. If I had a license to blank, it would be to grab people by the shoulders and shake them until they understand.
Ooh, that's very good.
Haven't you ever wanted, like, you've just seen someone who's just so wrong and they just don't understand.
Entirely.
And you just want to shake them.
Yeah.
That's my license.
Just re-scramble their brains so it works in a normal fashion again, please.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And I'll do parties. You can hire me for your corporate events. I just need to find somebody who's worth shaking.
Got a kid who's being really shitty in school? You want them to stop mouthing off to the teacher that's not allowed to do anything to defend themselves?
Just shake them. Well, I explain. These people have devoted their adult lives to bettering you and your mind, and they're trying very hard. And if you had to do something like that in front of a group of ungrateful people, it would really stink. Show them some appreciation. Try to hold yourself up to a better standard.
Do you want to make the internet a better place and stop overly rich people from doing really ridiculous things? Have Connor at the backstage of a TED talk that they're presenting and shake them until they start doing things to help people instead of lining their wallets.
That's right. And I'll hold my arms in front of me and nobody can stop me because I have a license to do this. When I put my arms in front of me and approaching somebody to shake them,
it's just gotta happen.
Government says I can do that. So nobody stops me. Except for the bad guys. I mean, if we're going by James Bond logic, I guess anti-shakers out there.
Are you always in a suit then? Okay, James Bond is, it's got the class, it's got the suit and stuff. What's your outfit as part of your license to shake people until they understand?
I think at the end of the understanding for a lot of people, they're going to need some emotional support because some of those lessons they need to learn are hard. And so it's going to be a nice comfy outfit. Probably go with my classic flannel.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, just in case. At the end of, because that's the thing about the shake. Once you shake them until they understand, you're 80% of the way to a hug at that point, if that's what they need.
Yeah,
if that's what
that
they
is
want.
How it can end. It's just like, I'm sorry I had to put you through that. And
I'm sorry.
They'll understand.
Because I
shook them. They'll get
it. That's the first thing I shake them to understand why I'm shaking them. That's important. That's the first
it.
You learn that on the first day on the job.
It's like it's like any kind of personal growth. Like you have the dark night of the soul, but you help them transition through it and get catharsis. Like they have achieved that new level of character. Like they have risen through the tribulation that is Connor's license to shake them until they understand. Oh, like I love your answer so much. I can't top it. It's so good.
You don't need to top it, man, because it's not a competition.
No, I know it's not, but I want a fun flavor, but I'm not sure what I'm after.
What do you want that's super illegal? Something that you just can't do because the laws of God and man forbid it. What's that one thing you dare not dream to do? Not that one thing, the other one thing.
It's very good.
Look into your heart.
It's similar but different. I want a license to scream. Because looking deep into my heart of hearts, I have been a screamer for many years. Like, I remember in my early 20s, one of the things that I would just say apropos of nothing because I was a dumb fucking edgy boy was, what if I just started screaming? And like, sometimes you just got to get it out. And like, this is less of a law thing. Of course, there are noise complaints and concerns for insanity and what have you. But like, it's this. It's also a sociological norm that I am breaking. Like, I get a little too loud in public, and Leah's like, "Hey, fucking knock it off." Mm-hmm. And by that, I actually mean, "Hey, shh," because that's what I get every time. I get shh. I'm like, "Don't shush me. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere, in the middle of the fucking day. I'm allowed to fucking scream. I'm a loud boy. I have a lot of emotions that I'm medicated for. I need to get them out sometimes."
How I like to tell somebody they're being too loud? It's very rare, but on the odd occasion, I need to, and this is how I prefer to be told that I'm too loud, is you make eye contact with the loud person with your shoulders up, like, and then you just like let the breath go and the shoulders drop.
Yep. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's how I'm making you feel, and that's how you want to feel instead.
There's a lot of tension that we all need to release here. Ooh. But yeah. I like my license to scream, because I'm sorry to be such fucking edgy millennial, but like, not the best world, the current state of things.
Could be better.
Like, there's a lot of existentialism that we are faced with that you just kind of want to get out. So sometimes you just need to scream, because it's, you know, I don't want to inflict harm on other people. Like, one of the things that I was thinking of was just like smacking people for driving like a dummy, but that felt too close to your thing, and also wasn't the truth that I wanted. There was something deeper that I needed to explore, and it was screaming, apparently.
It was getting
loud. And I think that it will... I'm hitting my microphone again. I think it can also, because I have the license to scream, it is helping... It's fucking not, but in the guise of this stupid fictional world, I'm helping break down social barriers and encouraging people to let out their own tensions in a safer and healthy way. We can have screaming circles where it's like, hey, sometimes you just need a primal to get out of your body. And then, you know, you can just keep going on with shit, as opposed to, you know, doing the Irish Catholic thing that my family has done forever and just putting it deep until your gut.
Bury it deep.
And then it just comes out when you don't need or want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
I was hoping shouting. you were going to say that you could like share it with people. Like, eye contact and a nod would be like, you can scream too if you want.
Yeah.
Like you can lend your license out for short periods of time.
Like you see something, you know, you see somebody just being like shitty at a grocery store, just taking it out on a cashier, kind of like your license to shake them until they understand. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just start fucking screaming. And then the cashier's like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, this guy's drowning me out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they get an out.
Yeah, it's great, because you could do like a general scream at the situation in general, or you can specify your scream by directing it at somebody.
Yeah. Just like, what is the cone of effect of this scream?
Yep. Yeah.
Is it radiating, or is it like cone shaped in front?
That's right. You can fill the room. Just like, let the scream come out of every pore of your body in every direction, or you can zero it in on somebody.
Maybe this won't work for you two listeners. Maybe it will, but like, give it a try. Like, sometimes you just need to let it out. Give yourself permission. You know, find a space where you're not, you know, in class or around a partner who's got very sensitive hearing or whatever.
Don't scare people.
Even if you have to go take a little drive in the safety of your car with the music up, like, try letting out just a scream. It helps.
It feels good.
Strong proponent of it. Like, there's something about it. I don't fucking know what it is, but sometimes you gotta get loud. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Something about the music.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah. License to scream. That's
great.
What a fucking way to sum up my life.
I'm so glad you stopped and thought about it. This would not have been nearly as good if you had stopped at, I just kind of want to slap people who drive poorly sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that was something I was frustrated about today, but it wasn't the truth. And like, you're allowed to take time to listeners to think about your answers to this. They don't need to be immediate. I mean, usually knee-jerk reactions are the best ones, but like, feel free, be honest, be a friend. Who cares? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I hope this podcast reaches out through the internet / arcane device that we beam it directly into your head with. And I hope the podcast...
Our sound waves screaming at you in real time.
Yeah, I hope the podcast of screams shakes you until you understand how cool you are.
Yeah, we really do. Like, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. We're at the end of the podcast. You didn't need to listen all this way, but you did, and we do appreciate it.
That's very cool.
If you want to get parasocial, scream at us into the void on our social media, which is Connor.
The answer is a lemon. We've got them all. Pretty much everything except Twitter at this point.
Fuck Twitter. We got Blue Sky.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Which is, it's... It seems like politically active Twitter, which I don't know. So here's a little secret about me, to listeners. I haven't used social media until doing this podcast with Connor. So sorry if I'm ignorant of what happens on social media.
Yeah,
but it seems like there's a lot of like journalists and shit on Blue Sky, but also people being like, I don't know, weird memes and shit. I don't know. I'm very internet illiterate. I'm sorry. But yeah, if you want to shout your questions at us and get your own answers on the podcast, or just like say hey or whatever, like fuck it. Let us know at our email, which is
lemonanswers@gmail.com.
That is lemonanswers@gmail.com. Thanks for your time. Love you. Bye.
See you.